Well, I played that song for myself. To last night, my Aunt Phyllis died that, as many of you met over the last few years, she was my mom's younger sister. She came to the Record Bar, I think, the last time back in October or November. And she had health problems for about a decade, but she was one of those people that was just never say die, never say die. So when she finally did, we were all kind of like, what? She went to the emergency room at midnight and died at 3, and so she was in her own home up to the last 3 hours of her life. And she had a great life, and I just want to tell you a few little snippets for those of you who met her, just some of the cool little moments of her life that may tell you who she was. She was my mom's younger sister. There was 11 years between them, so there was my mom's, her brothers, and then my mom, and then 11 years, and there was Phyllis. And my mom and her brother went to school one morning out in their little country school and said, well, our mama had a baby last night. And the teacher's going, well, no, she didn't. And they're like, no, she did. And my grandma was this little bitty woman, and somehow nobody noticed that she was pregnant. So Phyllis was younger than everybody else, and so all the others were grown up and gone, and no one was watching her. So she was kind of a wild child. And she said the biggest fear of her young life was one time the local deputy sheriff was chasing her and some other girls. Phyllis was driving through the country roads, and they're trying to lose him. Shaky John Stroud was the deputy. And they went around a curve, and they look up in the rearview mirror, and they see the cop car miss the curve and, like, go off into the cornfield. So she was sure that she had killed Shaky John. But they found out as she went to school the next morning, Shaky John was alive and well, so... So anyway, all of her brothers, they went to war and they stuck around the little town, as did my mom. And Phyllis was not going to stick around Norbert. She was going to get out there and see the world. So she was the first in her family to go to college. She went to Central Missouri State. And then she got a job in Kansas City for the summer, working at Businessmen's Assurance Company, the big insurance thing. And... So anyway, I'll come back to that chapter in a minute. But anyway, she marries a Navy guy. They live up on the Aleutian Islands in Alaska. She would mail us packages that you'd open up and have like reindeer teeth and strange bird wings in it. And we just thought this magic woman was out there in the world seeing all kinds of crazy things and sending them back to us. And then she lived down in Georgia, and then she lived in Florida, and then she ended up living about the last third of her life out in California, and really, really fit in out there. Loved the sun, loved the heat, always was tan, just loved California. And when the Rainmakers were happening, anytime we'd play in California, she was there. She was there when we opened for Big Country. She was there when we played at the Palomino Club. She was there like every show. And we just had a great time. It's one of those neat things where your relative becomes your friend, you know? There's those little times where your relative, you kind of forget they're your relative, they become your real friend. And we had great times together. But it was her desire for the last chapter of her life to come back to Missouri and live in Missouri. So she, about 8 years ago, she moved back, bought a little house out by Oak Grove, and moved back. And on her very first day back, she hadn't moved into her house yet, and she's staying with my older brother. She gets up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and she walks down the hall, and she thinks the bathroom is to the left, but the bathroom's to the right. She turns left and falls down head first down two flights of stairs and puts her head through a sheet of drywall. Breaks her neck on her first day back in Missouri. She thought that was like a minor setback, so she got her neck fixed up, and she was pretty good, really. She, you know, really never had, for breaking her neck, never really had many more problems with it. But she had been fighting cancer on and off for 10 years and had, she'd lived hard and lived the way she wanted to. But about 8 years ago, before she moved back, she called me one time and she said, Bob, I got something to tell you. You're probably not going to like me very much after this. And I said, what could that be? And she goes, well, when I was 20 years old, living in an apartment over on Warwick in Kansas City, I got in some trouble. By herself, she gave birth to a baby boy in an apartment all by herself on Warwick. Some friends came home, kept her and the baby from dying. The baby went to the hospital, and she never saw it again. Well, 50 years later, that little boy hunts her down, finds her. and he wants to meet her, and she wants... It's one of those things you don't, okay, this could be really good or really bad. And she wanted me and my brothers to go with her. She didn't have any other kids of her own. So we went to the restaurant 2 hours early so we would have plenty of time to order wine before the guests came. So we're all kind of half looped by the time they get there. Well, this guy walks in the door and he looks exactly like her father, my grandpa. And he's carrying an armload of red roses. And I think, this is going to be all right. And her long-lost son, Stu, became really close to her in the last 8 years of her life, is like now one of my closest relatives. And so that was a nice little happy ending to the crazy girl who moved to Kansas City in 1954 and 55. And so I played, I hope you're laughing, mostly for my own benefit to kind of squeeze that out. One of my favorite memories of my aunt was late 80s, when the Rainmakers were still happening and I was not married. She and I went to the Soybean Festival together and got really, really drunk. And I said, come on, Phyllis, let's dance. So me and my aunt got out there. She had these kind of like 50s dance moves. We're kind of like... So tonight, I'm going to picture Phyllis at the swinging shed, shaking it up.